Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Andy, what time is it?
It is 1:01.
That means under 4 hours.
Oh, good.
Until free agent frenzy in Major League Baseball.
Countdown
baby.
Clock on that.
Here we go.
Big decisions.
You know,
there's so many things they've got to do.
Well, Dan and I had talked about this. I bounced this idea off of him, and he liked it. And I don't think I have the heart to do it anymore.
What do you mean?
Well,
what?
You remember my Pete Alonso idea?
Yes.
I don't know if we should even bother.
How come?
Well, I was going to run a campaign to get Pete Alonso to Cleveland.
Yeah, still a lot should. Of people laughed at you, too, about that.
I don't think anybody did.
There were people laughing.
I only tried it once.
Yeah, and like we were getting phone
calls. It's
going
to take an outrageous amount of money to get Pete Alonso here. We know our team can't do it. It's going to be a little tongue-in-cheek. We're thinking about doing like a GoFundMe page, you know. Help bring Pete Alonso to Cleveland.
Bake sale's not bad.
He has relatives here in Northeast Ohio.
I was like when they would bring in the big sheet.
He had that going for him.
At school.
Would have had a room to stay in or something at his cousin's house.
Sell candy bars, wrapping paper.
How much was that when I was a kid, man? The big piece of pizza off the big sheet pizza during the bake sale.
But I thought that might work, you know? Thought that might be something.
Hey, I wouldn't kick the dream to the curb yet.
All right, well, maybe we'll still try it.
No one signed anywhere.
Maybe it could be fun, huh?
I'm in.
Yeah, get ready to get your dream crushed there. Big boy.
You think I am?
Yes.
Never know.
All right.
Sorry, bro.
Gotta ask. Doesn't hurt to ask.
Well, that's true. You do have to ask. But
you do have to ask, don't you?
That's, you know, sometimes you might find your way out of the friend zone if you just ask.
With that thought in... Wow. that sounds a little personal.
Hey, do you
there,
think
Dan?
I'm not ugly? Is that the way you do it?
No. Shoot your shot. I'd call him.
But I'd like to be friends.
What's the worst thing he's going to say to you? No? I've heard no enough times in my life.
Don't need a friend.
Jeff, I got to tell you, I'm sure you've never heard it before, but I just want you to know it. You have a great personality.
Thanks, Andy. With free agency starting.
Big fan of Big Bone guy.
Okay, thank you. That's why I like you.
That's right. Great personality.
With free agency underway, there are some guys out there.
No, not for another couple hours.
You made me tell you the time two minutes ago.
All right.
I'm priming the pump.
Quit railroading us. Get to the point.
With it about underway, I do think there are some guys out there who fit the Guardians mold.
Oh.
Okay? And I think they might work.
Dan?
At free agent catchers.
You right. It's a list, my
free
man.
Agent catchers.
It's a list.
We're not going to find one.
It is a list.
We have Hedges and Naylor. It's no list.
Okay. You're
free
going
agent first baseman.
You're serious. Catcher, first baseman. I bet no, the second
it's not
baseman
a list. Next. Just stick with
if
me.
If you
would
go
you
to second baseman next, it's a list.
It's not a list. I'm just talking about some things.
Thought you went to therapy for this, but go ahead. Yes, the list.
There's no way Pete Alonso comes here.
No.
Scott Boras is his agent.
For sure, no.
Scott's going to, you know, Hi, I'd like 700 million, please.
I'm going to ask AI. Is Pete Alonso coming?
He's 30. Pete's 31.
I got to figure out if I ask AI.
Do you want Josh Naylor back?
I don't think that's going to happen. That ship has sailed.
Do you think this team needs a first baseman? I think it does. I think what you need is a right-handed counterpart to Kyle Manzardo. And then you can have, I'm not going to platoon.
So we could overthink it?
No, I'm not going to platoon. I've got a DH and I've got a first baseman. And on a given day, one will DH and one will be my first baseman. Here's the name. You ready?
Hey, I'm asking AI if Pete Alonso's coming here. So, okay, go ahead.
Leave Skynet out of this. They're going to take over at some point anyway. Just leave Skynet out of it.
Even AI disagrees. There is a possibility Pete Alonso could come to Cleveland, but this is what it says. It's considered unlikely due to his potential contract demands and the Guardians' organizational history of not pursuing expensive long-term deals. Even the computer will tell you that. Are you frustrated?
Thanks. No, I'm not frustrated.
I just want to make sure.
Can't believe you asked Skynet.
I can. It's Andy. Don't you think? Here's the there
Call
is.
Call me Mr. Analytics.
I would like to see this team add a first baseman. Now, keep in mind, they drafted all kinds of college guys, and you know we have C.J. Cephas too. But C.J.'s a left-handed hitter. There's a guy whose value is down, who has been productive over a number of years, who needs a team because his current team didn't pick up his option.
DeShone Kizer?
He was injured this year, played only 90 games because of a thumb injury, was left off of his team's playoff roster, yet was a more than solid citizen in the clubhouse, considered a team leader and a great guy on the team.
All right.
If I'm the Guardians...
Here we go.
I'm checking out, kicking the tires on Rhys Hoskins. First baseman from the Milwaukee Brewers, more known as a first baseman for the Philadelphia Phillies.
He spells his first name really cool, though.
He hits for power.
R-H-Y-S.
He doesn't necessarily hit for average, so he'd fit right in. And he's a right-handed hitter.
Dan?
If you dropped his bat into this lineup...
It's your wheelhouse.
I think he's a nice fit, and I say that for this reason. His value's down. Okay, the Brewers didn't pick up his option. His value is down. He missed 2023 with an ACL. He was okay for the Brewers in 2024, just fine. And last year was injured with a thumb and played in like 90 games. I think he'd be a really nice signing for this team and gives them the kind of power bat. And he's 33, so you sign him for...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
For a year, maybe with a club option for a second. And then you let the young guys that you drafted develop. Pretty soon, Ralphie Velasquez is ready to go. I think Hoskins would be a nice short-term signing if he would agree to a short-term signing here.
Yeah.
For decent money. You'd have to pay him a little bit of money.
Dan, I feel like we're at a family dinner and you're about to tell him why this isn't, why he can't get a car.
You're not.
I think it's a great idea.
No.
It's exactly the guy that I would circle.
Do you think they'll get him?
He walks. He hits home runs. He actually has an OPS that's respectable. We like that. I'm in. I would do it in a minute.
I didn't ask you if you would do it. Do you
think
they will do it?
They will do it?
Yeah.
He's their kind of signing, though, Andy. His value's down.
I wonder, again, you're going to have to get through round one and round two of free agency before the Guardians are like, all right, let's get cooking.
The only team that I could see thinking, you know what, let's go get him and bring him in now, would be the Phillies bringing him back to replace Kyle Schwarber in their lineup.
The Mets, if maybe they decide they're not going to have Alonso back, makes a level of sense. I mean, that's the thing with that guy. He's not a good defensive first baseman.
No, he's not.
Not many are good defensive first basemen. They kind of play that position for a reason.
And you don't have a right-hander to play first base.
No.
You got Kefis and you have Manzardo.
I would do it in a minute if I was the guards.
Two years ago, in his first year in Milwaukee when he was healthy, mm-hmm. in 131 games, he had 26 bombs and drove in 82 runs and hit .214. He'd fit right in.
Can you keep him healthy?
237, that'd be one of the best hitting percentage. That'd probably be number three hitting percentage, right? Batting average.
So that's just a guy I would keep an eye on.
League average OPS, if not a little bit higher. Bring him in. Let's go.
That's a guy I would keep an eye on.
He walks. He hits bombs.
Who's your second baseman next year? I don't think you need to sign one. I think it's going to be Bezzana. And in the meantime, you're going to go Arias and or Rocchio, right? Mm, so you're going to be okay there. Yeah. Or maybe even Juan Brito.
Yes.
You know, maybe they sort through and Juan Brito finally gets some at-bats. So you're not looking at free agent second baseman. I don't think you're looking at free agent shortstops because it's going to be Rocchio or Arias, mm-hmm. I would assume, mm-hmm. one or the other.
I'll buy this. Are you buying what he's on? I'm buying.
Third base, you're not looking at anybody. You have Jose.
Yeah, as long as he's not mad.
I don't think you're looking at a left fielder, but we'll have a conversation another day about maybe trading Stephen Kwan. We'll see.
Did he not just want a Gold Glove this week?
I didn't say he's not a good left fielder.
Do we not celebrate him for a couple days before we talk about trading him?
I'm not saying that I want to trade him, but I'm just, we'll have that another day.
Why we can't have nice things.
We'll have that for another day. But who's in center field? Who's in center field next year?
Free agent.
Is it Angel Martinez?
Oh, DeLauder?
Could it be DeLauder? DeLauder can't stay healthy to save his minor league season. I would love it to be Chase DeLauder, but he's more of a right fielder. There's a guy who's been around a little bit, hits a little bit.
If you say Lane Thomas, I'm going to throw my shoe at you.
Has been knocked down a little bit.
He got back up again, though.
Who needs a team.
That's true.
He's a free agent.
Chumba Wumba.
He's not that old. He's only 31 years old.
You say Lane Thomas, I'm throwing a shoe at you.
Last year, with two different teams, combined to hit 17 homers, drive in 59, hit .216, he'll fit right in. What do you think of Cedric Mullins? Never a really high average, but he's always hit for a little pop, and he's always driven in runs. Was really good in Baltimore for a while. Did a nice job for them. And then he got traded to the Mets last year. And with the Mets, he was putrid.
Is he at .215? If he does, they fit right in.
He hit .182 for the Mets. Even better. But with Hoskins, with Mullins, their values are down. Their track records are better than their recent years. And they might be guys who slip through the cracks, need a job, and could sign that one-year contract here. Even if it's just 1 year, they drafted all these college kids. It means they're not too far away from being ready to go. Those are the two kind of guys, and if you get into spring training and somebody beats them out, you trade them. I would keep an eye on Rhys Hoskins and Cedric Mullins if I'm the Guardians.
Can we find somebody who hits more than .240? Is that asking too much?
Yes.
No? Maybe.
You pull up the numbers right now. Yes. It's not modern baseball.
What are you saying, we can or we can't?
No, the life of finding a batting average that's going to be that high. Especially that the Guardians can afford.
.240, man. Is that really asking that much?
Yes.
It is. In this day and age?
To ask a team to be competitive.
Do you think that our team will sign anybody anytime soon? I don't.
Don't you feel like Schwarber's going to end up here at some point?
Nope.
It'd be fun. I'm here for it.
When his career's
going to end up in Cincy.
If Cincinnati can take him, why can't we? Come on, same state.
Isn't he a Cincinnati kid?
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying Cincinnati.
Yeah, but if we pay him more than
Cincinnati.
If he went
to Brush High School, I'd say he's coming here. But he didn't.
Are you belittling the South Euclid Lyndhurst system?
Not in the least.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Not in the least. I am giddy about this offseason in baseball because I think our team is actually close to being better than it was. Three bats. There's my plan to get you two of them. Then you can do the other one internally. Hopefully it's Chase DeLauder playing right field next to Cedric Mullins with Rhys Hoskins playing first for you. Dano's got something.
He's actually in Middletown.
No, I was going to say, what was your number, Andy? You said 240?
240, yeah. Give me a 240 hitter.
109 players hit over 240 this year in all of Major League Baseball.
Are you kidding me?
That's it.
Good Lord.
I didn't think I was asking for much. He's actually from Middletown, which is halfway between Dayton and Cincinnati, therefore named.
We're going to go.
If you count 240 itself as being over 240, which, whatever, it would move you to 113.
All right.
I guess I am asking for too much for a 240 plus.
You're asking for too much.
Man, the game's so bad.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.